Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness over the airwaves, via the internet, and by friends telling friends they care. Working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. You will be surprised how Sunday night midnight meditations can improve your life. There are no coincidences, and that's why your spirit has guided you to listen today. Gathering heavenly messages from friends on social networks makes these weekly themes a collaborative effort. My wish and hope for now and forever. May this message touch you in a positive, healing way. Let's go.
Archive and listen at your leisure. This meditation is a gift to you to assist your nighttime rest and healing energy or your daytime energy. I'm going to take a moment just to pause for a moment of silence right at this moment. And we're going to start today's meditation. Talking about the weather. This meditation focuses on the power of Mother Nature as we enter the messianic era and the season of autumn. The theme of the winds of change move the hurricane force across the coast. We provide healing affirmations, so join me for this short meditation. Today is August 28, 2011. This is meditation show number 19. We learn how to deal with the unexpected, and you never know when you will get that call to act. Let's check in with ourselves and see how we're feeling right now. Anything you might notice, tightness, cramps, knots, or any stress hiding within the body. Once you find those spaces out, you have shined a light into all of those hidden crevices of the body, of the darkness. Take a breath in, healing positive energy, and exhale out into some place of rest and comfort, peace and relaxation. Just sit back and relax. There's nothing that you need to do. Just listen to the sound of the music and my voice filtering into the subconscious mind with loving thoughts. Clinical evidence suggests that imagery activates the brain in the same way as actually experiencing. Researchers monitored brain activity during this imagery exercise and found the same parts of the brain were activated, whether people imagined something or actually experienced it. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where our language, our thinking, and our problem-solving take place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and the autonomic nervous system, which can affect a range of bodily functions, including heart rate, perspiration, and blood pressure. Medical experts estimate that stress is a cofactor in causing 70 to 80% of all disease. There are many, many forms of meditation, and they have powerful effects upon the body. They can actually change the way we respond to stress and increase our ability to cope. At this point in the meditation, we have touched our conscious and unconscious minds with these words. Begin again with a deep breath into your lungs, filling all the spaces and energizing the cells and the blood. Exhale through the mouth. Release all the stress from your body and continue to breathe normally and naturally. You may wish to close your eyes if you haven't already done so. During the meditation, you may adjust your body to get more comfortable. Remember that as we practice this meditation each week, we are building these muscle memories of how to relax, to de-stress, to get in touch with self and our inner self and our body, and bring joy and peace into the day. With this new perspective, there is change. Breathe in goodness. Exhale out, breathe out any clutter. All aspects of spiritual growth and physical support await you here. Imagine the silence as your special space and place to meditate. Listen to your surroundings and get in touch with your environment. Say to yourself, my heartbeat is smooth and even. My breathing is regular and rhythmic. My temperature is normal. My mind is at peace. We continue the Sunday meditations as they link together the weeks and the months and move through the seasons. The longer we continue and the more consistently we practice, as in anything in life, we build skill and muscle memory. We build positive energy to sweep clean the negativity. In your mind's eye, imagine the colorful bands of the miles of air masses. White, yellow, orange, red, like the colors of autumn. The waves carry away feelings of jealousy, anger, regret, resentment, suspicion, and that inner monster that lays waiting. The strong breeze whisks away any inner demons, and we reset our compass to the North Star. Together we are on the course to discover what lays ahead. For each of us individually, for our communities, countries, for the planet. We are being guided by a higher force that is stronger than simply man's wills and desires. Repeat these affirmations to yourself. Today I begin a new life. I will greet this day with love in my heart. I will persist until I succeed. I am nature's greatest miracle. I will live this day as if it is my last. Today, I will master my emotions. I will keep a positive perspective on life. For everything I give, it returns to me 100-fold in positive energy. I will pray for guidance. We can think of our thoughts as forces and energy fields that shape our past, present, and future. If simple meditation exercises can calm our emotions to help us cope with stressful situations, just imagine what this can do for those around us as they feel our vibrations. Imagine what this can do for our environment, for our circumstances, and even our future. Continue to breathe evenly and regularly, rhythmically and calmly. We are our thoughts. We are calm, collected, and this breathing soothes us and puts us at peace and rest. We think clearly like crystal clear waters. We manifest our destiny through our visualizations. Our mind is not blank. It is filled with loving thoughts, limitless love. Each positive thought brings character. As we fill our minds with love, there is no room for negativity. We live in harmony with the earth and Mother Nature, like the bird that senses the change in the winds. We huddle into that warm nest while the storms pass over us. If we were a plant, the leaves close tightly to provide protection from the weather. Then when the hurricane passes by, a wide expanse of blue sky and sparkling sunshine fill the atmosphere. There will always be winds and storms. We are prepared. With our senses, we can tell ahead of time something will shift. This gives us time to get ready emotionally, mentally, and physically. We pray and have hope for the future. person takes away their own personal lesson from each encounter. Our mission is our own. We are unique souls that meet other souls. We ask ourselves, why are we here? The answers come from an inner knowing and an inner trust in self that we take the right path along the journey called life. With each misstep, we redirect our movements and get back on track so that the hurricane has the power to change its path and even the meteorologist cannot tell 100% where the winds and rain will blow. The power and force of natural events often bring mankind to know they are small in God's eyes and to bow to his presence and magnificence. These are the times when we acknowledge he is king and rules the universe with his fury or his justice. Chapter 16 of Deuteronomy states, quote, and all the people shall listen and fear, and they shall no longer act wantonly. Unquote. We turn to him in our hour of need and give thanks with a full heart. Our body acts and signals change. How we decipher the meaning of the physical signs may determine our choices. Let's take time to go into the body and simply listen. Scan the body from the tippy top of your head all the way down the trunk and the limbs. Take mental notes. What areas request your attention? There is nothing that you need to do right now. You have simply noticed and felt the changes and the signals. Your inner wisdom and intuition knows and understands. Your inner being decodes these messages, these electrical impulses, the electronic and electromagnetic energy that is within you. Continue to breathe evenly and rhythmically, in and out, at your own comfortable pace. Let us give thanks for the healing hurricane that clears the air of dust, toxins, particles, radioactive materials, fire, heat, chemicals, and wasteful matter. As the strong gales push through in circular bands, they cleanse both the environment and inside our body, any clogs and buildup. We feel clean and clear in body, mind, and soul. We can harmonize the universe with our thoughts, with our personal energy, with our group energy. The unseen and invisible has the power to make changes that manifest in our material world. The strongest forces of love overcome the weaker forces of hate. The light pushes away the dark. The vast spaces with the atomic particles and the electromagnetic forces contain the power to make those changes. the forces that tend to pull us down become light as we attract those love particles in our minds. Spirit is music to our ears. The words that form on our lips can bring this higher positive power into the light. We are unified as one. Continue with this restful repose. Stay in the silence. As I said before, this is group energy, and someone named Jamie Velasco sent a Twitter message to read her blog. Pour rainbows of encouragement over yourself, she says. Sometimes my heart is like a real roller coaster. It goes down and then it goes up. Depending on my circumstances, how fast I tend to change my state of mind, depending on what's going on around me. One day I can be as happy as a butterfly in the garden, observing the colorful flowers and admiring the awesome landscape. Next day could be as gray and blue as a graveyard. When these emotional changes attack me in my heart, I have to remember all the good things I've done in the past. There are 100, if not thousands, of occasions in which I have conquered what I'd aimed and found myself triumphant against challenges. But I have to be over and over again refreshing my heart and my soul with rainbows of positive energy and cheering up myself with the sunlight of my own empowerment. I invite you and encourage you to be remembering that you can achieve anything you propose yourself to get. Remember that you are the only one responsible to cheer up yourself, for no one else will do that better than you. Kisses and blessings, Jamie Blasco. And so these rainbows are what happens after the storm. Gratitude to those who are blogging about self-empowerment and the energy that we can form, that we can reach deep into ourselves and find. So once again, focus on your inner self, what is happening inside your body. Check in. Use the powers of visualization and guided imagery that can actually rewire your brain. Compassion meditation can remodel your brain for kindness. This has been studied over and over again. They've taken measurements of the brain waves of Buddhist monks. And so for 30 minutes a day for 2 weeks, this will make an incredible change in you. You will become more generous. They have even concluded you will become nicer, and that becoming nicer reduces stress. We notice that nature itself can be both awesome, beautiful, and can also be overwhelming because of the devastation and tragedy that falls in its wake. Many have compared the surges of earthquakes, volcano eruptions, tornadoes, and hurricanes to emotional anger and major shifts and changes. If these represent awakenings of humanity, then these can be viewed as good signs. During times of adversity, people must band together to help each other and provide situations to show compassion and kindness. Providing a situation to lend a hand or even save a life. The most effective kind of meditation can even be after a hurricane. So as the summer concludes, if you haven't already done so, we can refocus our energy and intentions to wash away the clutter and clear the air, gaining clarity and focus on our mission. In the last few moments and minutes of tonight's meditation, I would just like to let you know that we have upcoming some more programs. On Mondays, we study the Organon of Medicine at the noon hour, Eastern Standard Time, USA. The first Thursday of the month, we'll have our special co-host, the constitutional lawyer, Greg Glazer, and our regular Thursday co-host, Alan Phillips, attorney at law, to talk about vaccinations, exemptions, waivers, and especially this Thursday about the constitutionality of vaccinations. There will be a special program on October 6th at 1 o'clock after the regular Thursday Vaccination and Your Rights show with Christina Chambro, homeopathic veterinarian. She will be our guest speaker talking about treating your pet like a member of your family, and telling us the 7 keys to keeping your pet in good health. Join us then. Put it on your calendar, October 6th, for the live chat. Post your comments and send your questions, and maybe we'll be able to answer them during the show. So I want to thank you again for listening, for being with me this evening. I think we're just going to end the show tonight without any further ado, or maybe I can just say sending blessings for a peaceful and calm week to everyone.